Trust me, this is one of the big stories nationally today. This is one of the big stories nationally. And one of our local head teachers is at the heart of it. Jeff Barton, who's a head teacher in Bury St Edmunds, is in Leeds today for a conference. He's only in the same hotel as Sir Jimmy Savile's Lying in State is happening. He's just inadvertently bumped into everybody in the press conference. We'll catch up with him in about half an hour on the show. He is there. So Jimmy making the headlines. It's his funeral tomorrow. Our big conversation today. What a way to go. What a way to go. I mean, he's fixing it for fans, isn't he? So have you got some unusual plans in place for when you die? Sir Jimmy Savile's gold coffin will go on display at this hotel in Leeds today. Hundreds are expected to file past to pay their final respects before his funeral tomorrow. So the coffin isn't actually gold, it's sprayed gold, but it's bling. It is really bling, which is Sir Jimmy, isn't it? And he's just going out in style. And he's going to be buried, apparently, as we'll hear in a moment or two, at a 45-degree angle in the ground so that he can get a sea view. He's going to be buried at Scarborough. He can't be buried with his mum because the cemetery where his mum was buried, the Duchess he called her, is too full. So he's going to be buried at a 45-degree angle in his coffin so that he can see out to sea. So come on, what plans have you got when your time comes? Do you fancy lying in state? Or maybe you're planning to be sent into the sky via a firework. Don't be shy this morning.
It's Suffolk's biggest conversation on your local
BBC Radio Suffolk.
And he's going out, isn't he, in a way that he lived his life. We'll remember him so, so fondly. His gold coffin on display at a hotel in Leeds today for people to go and file past. The funeral tomorrow, which is going to be heaving. And then he's going to be buried in Scarborough at a 45-degree angle so he can see out to sea. Well, one of our local head teachers, Jeff Barton, who's head of the King Edward VI School in Bury St Edmunds, is in Leeds today doing a talk on literacy and grammar this morning at the very same hotel Sir Jimmy Savile is lying in state at. And Jeff Barton is on the line now. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Mark. Some of your listeners will think, is there nothing Barton won't do to get publicity?
when did you realise that you were going to be in the same hotel as Sir Jimmy's casket?
I get wheeled out from time to time to try and improve the literacy of the young people across the nation, as it were. So I got an email a couple of days ago saying, be aware, we might have to move you to a different room because of the queues. And I said, why, what's happening? And they said, Jimmy Savile will be there. And when we arrived last night, about 11 o'clock, we were given a letter saying to expect lots and lots of people, and breakfast was starting early as a result of the possible queues and so on. And sure enough, about 8 o'clock this morning, people started turning up. The press started turning up here.
And his coffin has arrived now, hasn't it?
Oh, the coffin's in place. In fact, I've seen it, and in fact, I had to be ushered out of the room because I innocently walked in from breakfast thinking, oh, this is a chance just to have a look at the scene there. And actually, it was a private press showing, so I was seen as some kind of mad intruder, I think. But yeah, the coffin is there, all beautifully and very, very dignified in the way it's been done, I think, actually. And there's a flurry of people queuing up out here in rainy Leeds waiting to go in and pay their respects to him.
So although we're talking bling and he lived his life that way with bling and the big cigar and everything, and it's a gold casket, it's still very tasteful, people can file past, and it's a very respectful moment.
I didn't get enough of a glimpse before I was ushered out by security, but just talking to the person who's in charge of the press here, she says, in her Leeds accent, she doesn't think it's gold, she thinks it's beige. What struck me walking in, just how many flowers there are and how many people there are in black suits and poppies actually giving it a real sense of dignity, actually.
Do you think that there will be? I mean, they're expecting hundreds and hundreds of people to turn up. Do you think there will be?
I don't know. I'm actually standing on the street now where they've got people queuing up. There's 100 people, I would say. A lot of press. And I had a quick haircut this morning, and the person cutting my hair said, well, you know, I'm not going to go myself. She's about 20 yards away. I'm not going to go myself, she said. But he was a legend in Leeds, and he did so much good work. And I think that's the spirit that people who in the hotel have been talking about him, that he was a regular at this hotel, which is right in the heart of Leeds. And whether people liked or disliked Jimmy Savile, everybody acknowledges just how much he did, both for the city, I think, but also in terms of charitable work.
Oh, millions of pounds, which is a great legacy and a great way to remember him, isn't it?
Very much so. And I think lots of us kind of grew up with Saturday night television having mixed feelings about Jimmy Savile, you know. But there is something just being here. It does feel like being part of an unusual event and hearing the kind of affection in people's voices and the way there are some quite elderly people who arrived early and have been ushered to be given a quiet cup of tea at the side before they're allowed to officially go in and see him. Yeah, great.
Well, you're part of it this morning. What time do you start talking?
I start talking in 10 minutes.
Do you? We won't keep you any longer then, Jeff.
Thank you.
Make sure you wander into the right room, won't you?
I will certainly do that. Thank you, Mark.
Hey, thank you very much for joining us. Jeff Barton, head of King Edward VI School in Bury St Edmunds in Leeds today, doing a talk on literacy and grammar this morning. Got handed a letter to say he's going to be in a different room. Why? Well, Sir Jimmy Savile and his casket is there. That is why. And as you heard there, a steady stream of people queuing up to see him ahead of his funeral tomorrow. And then he'll be buried in Scarborough at that 45-degree angle.